unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got kicked in the grass.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop.
Well, hello and welcome back and happy almost Independence Day. It's Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 549, recorded on July 3rd, 2024. Oh my god, it's a Wednesday. What happened? No, okay.
Was that to me?
I think. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You got to warn me that I thought that was like a
visual cue.
What happened? You know? Yeah. Like you're asking the universe.
Well, you are the universe in a good way. Okay. Well, you'll talk about that during your week, though. All right. It is currently almost 113 and sunny in the Chubbs Con. Well, luckily outside, at least, the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios. That's fun, right?
Well, yeah, considering we've got, let's see, tomorrow, which is 4th of July, it's supposed to be down to 110, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, get that dip. And speaking of get that dip, it's like, I don't know that I want to go to a pool party because my pool is disgusting right now. We stepped into it and it was like, oh,
well, you know, we recently had a pool party there though, right?
But, you know, we had a pool party there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And you just cleaned out after. Yeah.
No, it's disgusting. It's hot. It was lesbians. Come on. There was no disgusting in there. Unless you're making some kind of statement about lesbians.
I would never do that.
Okay.
In this day and age.
No. The pool's about 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And we just added water to it. So cool water actually went into it, and I can't even imagine how warm it was before we got. It's probably not 100, but I can seriously tell you when I got out of the pool, I was cooler than I was in the pool.
Mm.
And it was probably 7 o'clock last night, so we know we were still in the hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's – and so tomorrow I'm just thinking, okay, do I want to get into another hot pool? Or do I want to stay inside and celebrate? Yay! Where it's 70, you know, something degrees.
Well, I imagine there'll be a few that want to get in one and or the other. But I imagine a lot of it will be indoors unless somebody is actually in the pool. But
right.
We'll see. We'll see when we get there, if we all get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is also, so it's one day until Independence Day, by the way. 120 until Halloween and 175 days until Christmas. It's just tick, tick, ticking right on down. Well, Patreon offers a way for folks to support creators like us and not receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcast videos, books, and so much more. And I want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Universe, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can become a supporter of our work for as little as $1 a month. And the final edits are coming in on the poetry book, so expect that collection before too long. Very, very fun. Yeah. Oh, I was not prepared. Let's find out what today's affirmation is going to be. Are you ready for this one? Take a deep breath. Relax and let it out. I go within and connect with that part of me that knows how to heal. Well, that would be lovely. Let's all do that, shall we? Like, right away, today.
Oh, don't worry. Right after we're done here, I'm going to go touch that part of me that heals, so.
That's good. That's very, very good. And especially now that you've lost all that weight, you can reach.
And right. And I'm in a nice, comfortable temperature.
Yeah. No, stay inside. Definitely stay inside and heal. All right. Well, on history, I have to change this one because, that happened several days ago. And why did that do that? That's weird. All right. Well, let's see what happened today. 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg ends. On the third day of the Battle of Gettysburg, Confederate General Robert E. Lee's last attempt at breaking the Union line ends in disastrous failure, bringing the most decisive battle of the American Civil War to an end. Yeah, well, apparently it's still going on, but no comment. All right, well, let's see. Now, let's see if we've celebrated some holidays. Oh, look, it's American Redneck Day. How fitting. No? Okay. Disobedience Day. Have you been disobedient today?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. It's National Chocolate Wafer Day.
Why would they have a chocolate day? Now, is this like a baked wafer, maybe? Because, companies won't ship chocolate during the hot months. So why you'd have a chocolate day in July is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just
there you go. Maybe it's for the Northern Territories.
Sure.
National Compliment Your Mirror Day. Okay.
You look great.
Eat your beans.
I'm not a big bean eater. I do like refried beans now if they're done right.
Refried beans, you said?
Yeah.
You know, refried beans, actually, if you get the, I think it's kind of the vegetarian ones that don't have like lard and stuff in it. They're
No, it's the ones with the lard, girl.
Well, yeah, those are the better ones, but.
Yeah, the other ones taste like crushed up beans. Yeah. The best refried beans in town are a quarter of a mile from your house.
Okay.
Yeah, at El Nov.
No, I don't know.
It's like right down the street from your house. It's that big building with a parking lot next to it. Okay.
Oh, okay. I know where you're talking about now. I have not been. You know, I haven't been there since just before we moved in here. It's been a long time, and we've meant to go there, but just haven't. So. Interesting. It's also National Fried Clam Day.
Yeah, well,
everything's fried today in this weather.
Yeah, and if you're a woman and you're out in this weather, you got a fried clam today.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Kathy Bacon.
Wait, maybe that's more. It's probably more steamed.
Ugh.
I know my huevos came out awfully steamed the past 2 days.
Well. We'll get to that in your week.
Yeah.
Also, it's National Independent Beer Run Day. I haven't even a corporate beer run day. So it's Plastic Bag Free Day.
What, you mean just let them go?
Plastic bag free. So either we let them go, we don't use them, or they're free at the store, which is not going
to
happen.
I think we're not supposed to use them is the correct answer.
Let me tell you, Walmart, when we have a Walmart delivery, they put everything from different types of like aisles in a bag. And I think they charge you for the bags.
Yeah, they do.
They have so You end up with like 10 items and 15 bags somehow. I don't get it.
I know, but you're having them delivered. Everything has got to be in a bag.
Well, yeah, but come on. All that shit can go in like 2 bags, not 20. I'm just saying, I know what they're doing. All right. Also, it's National Stay Out of the Sun Day. Hey, been there, done that, celebrated. Yay.
Jesus, what a stupid fucking holiday.
Considering the weather right now, I think.
Oh, Captain Obvious. Yes, I know. It's a Captain Obvious day. Yeah, oh. Yeah. We can figure that out. That you know, when it's 110 degrees, better not stay out in the sun.
Oh. I wonder if street workers are out there, like maintenance, you know what I'm talking about? They construction use, crews.
We've been seeing them shut down at noon.
Oh, well, see, that makes sense. And I saw some emails this morning about centers for unhoused people to get to get
cooling center.
And I was glad to see that.
But the only problem is how do you get to the people who need the cooling? How do you tell them that those things are available?
Right, because we get the emails, but, you know,
they don't.
They're not going to get emails. So
I mean, quite a few have cell phones.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I don't know.
All right. Where are we at? Okay, well, birthdays. Happy birthday recently to author Rick Reed and also to our dear sweet Mark, who is a local folk and listens. Happy birthday. Also to Adam, Ike, and Zach, Brother Sinatus, his birthday was yesterday. Yay. Happy birthday. Also to George Alley, a former podcaster from what was it? I'm Going to Kill You. I think that's what their podcast name was. Also to Quentin David L. McDonald. He was did our local Best of Broadway production for years and years and launched a lot of, well, we'll call them careers. There were several people that went on to do big things through the Best of Broadway here locally. And I worked in their box office for several years. And we also have Jackson, author Max Walker, Kimberly, Val Tripp, Michelle, oh, our sweet Gorgon from the Cinderella show. And we have Franco and Edson. Happy birthday, everybody. We hope you have a wonderful time and get lots of cake. Right?
No. Have some cake.
Have some
portions. Cake. Think of portions.
Eat the whole fucking thing. Corners first. Kathy taught me that.
Wait, I always get round cakes. What do you do then?
Oh, well, then solid corner. But it's not as big. So we go for big here.
Okay.
All right. Hey, what's in our feedback? Baron Frost, you wrote in and said, I always buy one banana only. Haha. Love you guys and hope you're having a nice summer. And then he sent a picture of his banana with a little brass monkey. I don't know if that's a reference to BC Boys or what there, but they're very cute. Very cute. Big banana.
Sounds like a porno.
Well, these days, who knows?
Yeah. But,
you know, porn might be going away soon anyway. You know, there's all sorts of things going on. Let's see. Next up we have, just a reminder that the next episode will be our 450th show. So if anybody wants to send us some emails or voice messages or love about that, please feel free. And then we have some celebrity news. Are you ready for this? Pride Month is over. So sad. But while some celebrities are finding other ways to celebrate, one with former late night host coming out right as June was turning to July, alongside a pic of her in a tank top with a brave word bearing the word queer, she added the caption, I'm using the last day of Pride to come out. Be proud of who you are, little babies. I know I am, and I can't wait to be discriminated against for a new reason. Now, you know what's wrong with that story? I have no idea who the fuck it was.
It's the girl who did, I think her name is Amber something.
Yes, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, she was doing stuff for Peacock and MSNBC.
Let's see. Amber Ruffin?
Yes.
Yes, queen. All right. Well, that's cool. That's very, very cool. Welcome to the family. All right. Next up, we have Pink was forced to cancel a concert scheduled for July 3rd. Via Instagram, she wrote, I'm so sorry that I have to cancel my show in Bern. After consultation with my doctor and exploring all other options, I've been advised that I'm unable to continue with the show tomorrow. No diagnosis was given. So that's very sad. We hope she's okay. She's a powerhouse. Powerhouse for good. So... All right, well, we do have some celebrity deaths, and there's been a couple big ones, starting with Martin Mull, who died at age 80 in June after suffering from a long-term illness. He was best known for his roles in Roseanne, Sabrina and the Witch. Sabrina the fucking hell. Okay.
I don't remember. Wait, which one was that?
Sabrina the Teenaged Witch. There we go. Clue and much more. And, you know, a few people like were listing him as like just from Roseanne. And I'm like, well, on top of the fact that he was wonderful in Cool Kids more recently, this man has a litany of star hit shows and shit going all the way back to the 70s and stuff. So
I know what you're saying, but amazing. You know, it's
But
where was
I
just was somewhere yesterday, mm-hmm. and or I was watching something, and somebody made a reference to, like, it was something like One Day at a Time.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
they're going, what's that?
Ugh.
Yeah, they mean these younger kids, and it's weird because I knew my history. I knew my movie history and my TV history when I was in my teens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if someone made reference to, you know, Jackie Gleason, I knew who Jackie Gleason was.
Right. Yeah.
I know what he did. But nowadays, because there's just so much out there,
yeah,
there's the kids just take in what little they want to take in, and that's it.
Right. Not like back in our day where, you know, three channels, when we got an extra channel like Nick at Night, we were there.
Yeah.
And that's how I was able to know Carol Burnett and Ed Burnett. Well, I knew Carol Burnett since I was a little kid. I loved her. But like all the Mr. Ed and all the shows that I knew about but never got to see, I got to see all those things. It was wonderful. Anyway, yeah, that's sad. Speaking of One Day at a Time, now you have to ask whether it was the original or the reboot. And the reboot, by the way, is wonderful. If you have not seen the reboot of One Day at a Time, please go watch it, especially if you love comedy. It is so worth it. Such a great show. All right. Also, Bill Cobbs, the actor, died at age 90, known for his roles in films such as Night at the Museum, Oz, The Great and Powerful, and The Bodyguard. Sika Inouye, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, the WWE legend, died at age 79 on June 25th. Sika was best known as the part of the wrestling tag team, the Wild Samoans. Wow, that takes me back. And is the father of current WWE superstar Roman Reigns. Man, I'll tell you, back when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I would stay up on Friday nights to watch the WW, well, I think it was the WWF or something back then, but all the Hulk Hogan, that era with the Brutus the Beefcake and all that stuff. I watched all that stuff. That was like, for a teenager, that's like softcore porn. It was
Yeah,
just
in
amazing.
my day, it was called big time wrestling.
Yeah, it's just fun. It was fun. I don't watch it now. Now I just think it's hokey, but back then I was loved it. Spencer Milligan, best known for roles in the TV series Land of the Lost, died at age 86 on April 18th.
Hell. That was your
They didn't
favorite.
announce it for a while, I guess. But yeah, Land of the Lost. I watched that every afternoon that it was on. I watched that and was scared. Oh my God, the Slee Stacks scared the piss out of me as a
Oh,
kid.
yeah, because they were so fast.
Well, when you're older, you can look at it and go, but back then it was just like that hissing noise. You're just like, oh my God, no, here they come.
Now, did I ever tell you about the story about my story about Leslie Ware, Leslie Yore, who played?
Maybe, but go for it. Tell us again.
Is I think his name was his was his name Tommy in it, or Bobby, or Billy, or something like
The
that?
son?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but go
Okay, so I used to go to this bar in Los Angeles called the Patchy, and Patchy had great, Sunday afternoon tea dances, and they had, it's kind of big, they had a good sized dance floor, they had pool tables, and he Leslie Yore would come in there. And one time he came in there, we were there early, he came in, picked up somebody, left. Within 2 hours he was back picking up somebody else,
Ha.
and then before we left he had come back and picked up a third person.
Oh, yeah, I sex drive.
Yeah, I guess. My God. Well, he probably worked, Monday through Friday, so I had to get him in on the weekends. So, but
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I only learned that he came out, I don't know, like 5 years ago or something, that I learned that he was gay. But
it was interesting in Los Angeles because a lot of the people were, they weren't publicly gay, but they still went out, right? So you'd see celebrities many a time at a gay bar. But something I just found out, you remember General Hospital with Luke and Laura? Luke is gay. Anthony Geary is gay. I saw an article and it said him and his husband live in France. I'm like, what?
Wow.
To me, the surprise was not that he was gay. The surprise was that I had never heard about him being gay. Because he was in Los Angeles when I was in Los Angeles, I was trying to come up, and he was the most popular thing out there, and I never heard anything. I mean, I know a bunch of gay actors that still have not come out, that I saw at the bars, but
Well, let's
still,
start naming names. No,
oh no, I'm not
don't
going
do
to do
that.
that.
Don't do
Not
that.
going to do that.
I know.
But I only mention Leslie Yore because he was a whore, and I mentioned Anthony Geary because I was shocked, but he made it public, so it's fine. But it's still those kind of things, kind of. I love when those things surprise me in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah, definitely. And that's when I had no idea. No. Okay. So next up we have Renald White, an occasional actor who became the second black model to appear on the cover of GQ magazine in 1979, died June 26. He was 80 years old. He started modeling in the 60s, and White was best known for championing more diversity in fashion. So, all right. Well, that was very cool. Well, not that they're dead. That is not very cool, but
What he
what he
dedicated
did
his,
was very
yes.
cool. But all right, and now Tom wants to talk to you about.
Well, there's not a whole lot to talk about, but let's give this a go. Was watching Dinner with David Chang last night because it's on Netflix, and Tuesdays, 4 o'clock Eastern time, or Pacific time. So that'd be 7 o'clock Eastern time. They do a live show and then they just rerun it after that. But I always try to get there and I'm always late and I don't want to start it if I can't see the whole thing. But it's just always such a fun show. They had on Mandy Moore and this comedian, and I'm not sure who the comedian was, but she was hysterical. And they were just making pasta. I mean, it's the company that they're keeping on the show that always is what's the most interesting, because David Chang's always a little bit flighty. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, of course, he's got a host, engage the guests and cook at the same time, and you know, keep things timed, and you know, so he's been having his announcer actually or stage manager, I'm not sure what they call him, but you know, cue him like, okay, the blah 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 has been in the oven for 15 minutes now, okay, good. So then he knows to pull it out and stuff, because I just don't understand how you can keep up that kind of pace while you cook, especially when you're dealing with talking to two guests and the producer and still trying to make everything work together. So, but I really enjoyed it. It's a really good show. RuPaul's Drag Race, they had, we're going to talk about that later. I am still continuing to watch The Goat. Damn you, Timothy. But it's becoming like, it's becoming like eating the barbecue potato chips. I just wanted to go back to the bag. I'm done. I'm not going to have any more. And then I find myself going back and having just a few more. And before too long, I've watched the entire series. I haven't watched the whole series yet, but it's going to happen now. Just these nobody people. I mean, I know a few of them are, but, actually it's really weird how many gay people there are. See, I've only seen previews for the Shaw's of Sunset.
Okay.
And there's the older guy with the gray beard, and you know, he's kind of cute. And I'm always like, since I haven't seen the show, I always thought he seemed a little gay, but you know, that could be flamboyancy a lot of time. Mm. Oh no. During one thing, Daniel Tosh, who's the host, which is one of the reasons why to watch it.
Yeah.
He's going, okay, now when you're doing this, think about something you like. And so the guy from Shaw's of Sunset goes, I'm thinking about cock. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh, I'm so glad this is a direct-to-video and Irish direct-to-streaming, because some of the shit that comes out of these people's mouths, it makes the show. It really does. So it's been fun. Okay, we're down to the last episode of the Good Doctor. And they're really shoving it full of stuff, I'll tell you. Just so many things are happening, and we were going to watch the last episode last night, but I think it's one of those things where as soon as you watch the last episode, it's over.
Yeah.
So we're kind of holding off. So we'll see. We'll probably watch it sometime this weekend. On Arnie Tex, the guy on YouTube who watched him cook, he showed us how to make different kinds of guacamole and different kinds of salsa this week. I also did see him make it's a burger, but then he topped it with chorizo, chorizo queso. So okay. That's where he takes the queso, cooks up some chorizo, so he's got like a thick, gooey, cheesy, meaty mixture, and then pour that on top of the hamburger.
Okay.
And so it looked really greasy, and I'm not a big chorizo fan. Well, that's not true. I like chorizo if it's handled correctly.
Uh-huh, yeah.
One time Sean made it, and it was so hot. He got the hottest chorizo, first of all. Mm-hmm. I couldn't eat it. I mean, it was like I took a bite and went, I can't have any more of this. This is, I'm going to, it's going to make me sick.
Yeah.
So anyway, this week on Evil, we had witches and they were messing with AI, and it was kind of, the AI was fun because the there's four daughters and they're making up a scary story. But they thought, well, let's do it visually by using the oldest girl goes, oh, we could do that using the AI. So it's like, well, there's these four girls from, you know, the 1800s and they lived in a Gothic old house. So they all of a sudden the house appears and then they've got each of the girls' faces and now they've got the old fashioned dresses on and they're by. So it was kind of fun watching them tell this scary story with the AI. And it makes me even more, more interested in AI, like chat AI, is it chat AI? No, and that's ChatGPT something. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah,
anyway.
ChatGPT, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know that it's going to be included on Apple products shortly.
I'm not surprised. I mean, Windows already has Copilot. Well, I guess that's yeah, and then the browsers all have their own things, and it's just...
And Meta has theirs, so yeah, so I'm kind of...
I mean, I have used ChatGPT before and have gotten along with it okay, but all these other integrated type things, I'm just, no, thank you.
Okay, let's see. Summer baking contest. I can't believe we are down to the last episode.
Yeah, I need to catch up. I'm like a couple episodes behind, but yeah.
Yeah, so
looking forward to seeing who wins.
I'll just say I was happy with the winner.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. This week on the boys, what was the? Oh, they went to the farm on the boys this week on Prime.
Are we doing the ones?
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. No. Okay. Sorry. Are you watching House of Dragons? Are you caught up?
Yes, I'm caught up.
Okay. With this week's episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Episode 3? Yes.
I don't know what it is. It's let's see, this week they the bad Rhaenyra, guy
Rhaenyra went into the other city
and said I'm taking it over and they're going, "Okay.
What?
Sure, when can you start?" They weren't fighting him. He's the brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so okay, we'll get back to that then. Let's see. The bear is, we've been moving right along. We're on like episode 4 or 5 on the bear, and it's the last episode we watched was the one where somebody comes in and goes, "Hey, I just got a call from the Times, and they want to come in and take pictures," and the cooks or the chefs are like going, oh no, and one of the waiters is going, what does that mean, what they're going to come in, and the chef looks up and goes, no, that means they've already been here and we didn't know. So now they're like, fuck, now we got to wait for the review and hope for the best. And they'd had some pretty rough nights just getting the just rough nights. You know, it's just getting the timing down. It's everything's great for the first seating. Everything's great, but come at 5:30, and if they're not up out of their tables by 7 o'clock, now you've got 7 o'clock people waiting for tables, and so you got to keep the food running out quickly enough, That was what was happening the last couple episodes. So then to find out that the Times or the paper's already been there and now they want pictures for their review. And it's just like, there's so much fun to watch because we're so heavy into their own drama that when the restaurant drama comes in to play, it's like, oh no, I can't handle anymore. Right. No. So great show. I saw a mini documentary on Pee Wee Herman, and more so than Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, and basically talking about when he was in Los Angeles, how he was with the Groundlings. Pee Wee was one of his characters that really worked, and he always loved, you know, kids' daytime. So ultimately, you know, it became a stage show, Pee Wee's Playhouse. And then the movie came out, then the TV show, you know, came out, and unfortunately he had to come out after he got caught jacking off in a movie theater. So, you know, just one thing after another. And it was interesting because he said, you know, in a later interview, he goes, well, you know, I never usually would get myself filmed unless I was Pee Wee Herman. Well, there was that one occasion, which was a really bad time for me to get filmed. But other than that, I usually didn't get filmed as Pee Wee Herman. So, and that's all. And that, then it, we just washed right over that, which is, you know, maybe it's just better. You know, do we always have to remember people for when they got in trouble? Unless they're, you know, OJ Simpson, but, you know, I think we spend way too much time pointing and, you know, talking about people like, oh, look what they did. You know, sometimes they, yeah, that's what they did. But, and now they're dead. Can we move on? You know. You okay?
Okay. Oh. Nothing. I just heard this distant voice going, what? So, yeah, it's
okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. The meds kicking in. Let's see. Yeah. Brian suggested an episode of Carol Burnett where she played Maude, but it was called Broad.
Yeah.
And have you seen that lately?
No. No.
I haven't. It was really interesting because, you know, Maude is a progressive character.
Mm-hmm.
But Carol Burnett playing Maude sounded like you. I mean, okay. To a severe point, but what I'm saying is she sounded like the voice of somebody from 2024, not someone from 1974. And I found that fascinating. And Brian's like, oh, man, a big deal. And I'm like, no, I don't remember. I mean, you go back and look at that. And I mean, it was played for laughs, mm-hmm. but it's also nowadays that's played for real. It was,
yeah.
It was just shocking that they were even think that thought ever even came into people's minds back then. You know, it's like she was going to hire a maid, and Walter says, "Are you going to get a black maid or a white maid?" And she goes, "It doesn't matter. We need a maid. It doesn't matter what the person's color is, Walter." And of course, when she got there, it was Esther Roll. Uh-huh. And she throws herself at her feet going, thank you, Lord, because she got a black maid, but she didn't say that, you know? And then, basically Esther Roll told her what was wrong with the house and said, I want my check. And Walter's going, she hasn't done anything. Walter, write her the check, you know, uh-huh. Because it was actually in a lot. How can I put this? The way people are hesitant on saying anything nowadays,
mm-hmm.
When it comes to race or sexuality, was really playing there. You know, it was kind of comforting, but sad that it's, you know, I'm looking at 50 years later going,
joke, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But 50 years later, it's now a thing. I don't know. It was just weird for me. Interesting, but still weird. And then let's see, we finished Velma again, I guess. And I'm done with it.
Are you done with Velma?
Yeah. It's very chaotic, and the storylines are all over the place, and I kind of don't care for any of the main characters. And they've changed the things around so much. There is no Scooby, so you know that was kind of the part I liked. I liked Shaggy and Scooby best; they were my favorite characters. And now we've got Velma and Daphne, you know, banging, and Freddy's this crazed church kid. political church kid. So it's like, all the characters I love the most. Blah.
Yeah.
So, and then, what Matt was hinting at earlier was, how hot it's been the last few days. And, for Sean's softball team, I spent a total of 8 hours, over 2 days from 12 until 4. In first day was 104 degrees. Cause I remember when we left at 4 o'clock, it was 104. And when we left yesterday, it was 108. But when we got there the first day, it was only 91 degrees when we got there. When we got there yesterday, it was 101 when we got there at noon. So, at least the heat up wasn't as severe the second day, but it was so hot. It was just gross. And we were the first day we had in the 4 hours, we had 3 customers, and yesterday we had 2, and one of them just bought a box of sparklers. So, what I've learned from this is next year when he's looking for volunteers, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
But if you need something while you're out there, give me a call and I can bring it out to you.
Okay.
You know, you need ice? Okay, I can bring you some ice.
There you go. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Anything, just give me a call and I'll get out there within like 30 minutes. I was just thinking, because we were out there at one point, just the two of us, and I'm thinking, if I pass out right now, he can call the ambulance, but he can't leave the booth unattended. So I'm like, you've got to have at least 3 or 4 people in those things just because of heat exhaustion, medical emergencies. If you're, somebody comes, fortunately nowadays, everyone's working off cards. They're not taking cash.
Right.
So, and that's also good because the only people now that really run around with cash are children. And you can't sell to them. And, you've got to be 18 to buy fireworks. So that works out well. The one thing that was really cute though was, there was a, haircutting place. I don't remember what it was, Supercuts or Great Clips, right across, because it was a small parking lot, too. It was terrible. So right across from us was this barbershop. And this woman got out with this miserable woman got out with her 3 under 4-year-old children.
Oh, geez.
One of them being not walking, so carrying that one. And she got the first kid out. She got the second kid out. While she was trying to get the baby out, the second kid saw the fireworks stand and started walking like something out of Dawn of the Dead, hands out in front of him like he was sleepwalking towards the fireworks. And the mother grabs him and drags him into the building. But it was that was awfully cute. And then we spent the rest of the day trying to figure out when people park, since they weren't buying fireworks, were they going to the nails place, the haircutting place, or the GameStop at the end of the aisle. So,
right.
But that's what we had to do since we knew they weren't coming by fireworks. And on our block, there were at least 3 other fireworks stands within between lights, and the lights weren't that far apart. Shocking that they're just, I guess, just throw out as many booths as you can. Sell off whatever you can. Because, I mean, there used to be a thing where there was a booth in a parking lot at the grocery store. Now there's 2. Or if there's not 1, 2 in the parking lot, there's one at that one and one. They look like Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
They're just everywhere. So today I slept in and I have had the hair on all night. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not looking forward to tomorrow very much.
Yeah. Well, we've got till the 9th or 10th now, so at least another week of really high temps. But, there's no global warming. So just, you know, that's at least something good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk mutual shows then, starting with RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. I thought this last episode, this one was the, which one was this one?
Design.
I was, it was so much better than the episode before it.
Well, the last episode was really the worst so far of the season.
Yeah, but this one came off really well. I was really impressed with a lot of their designs, and the way that, you know, they kind of spent more time with the cast opening up about different things, getting to know them a little bit better. So I thought it was really fun.
Yeah, I did too.
Who
I don't.
Won again? Oh, it, Roxy, she is undefeatable with the lip syncing, and she did so much better than.
Well, and the other thing about Roxy is that she wanted to win the design thing because that's her thing, which I get, but also she was helping everybody else. You know, and she always helps everybody with their outfits without she begrudgingly. Unbegrudgingly, what is it? Yeah, unbegrudgingly helps people. It's like, oh yeah, here, let me put that zipper in for you. You know, and that's pretty darn cool. When she could easily bam out, you know, her outfit and say, "Fuck you, people! This is a contest." But you know, it's still. I thought she was pretty cool for doing that. So I was glad to see her win that. I still feel bad for Chanel though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because she's mine. She's Sean's and I, our very first drag queen together. And and she gave me the thumbs up when she goes, you too? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, good for you. And we felt like we were part of the show. And it was great. So I'm hoping that she can get some money for her charities. The nice thing is that I'm sure that the queens are also on social media talking about their charities, and that helps too. That gets money out to them as well. So, okay, you're drifting off again.
Yes, I am. One moment. There we go. Just wanted to make sure my phone was taken care of there. Okay. Next up is Star Wars Acolyte, and well, they pretty much killed anybody interesting in the cast. And I tried to watch the new episode, and I got halfway through it and had paused it to do something and forgot about it and never came back because, well, it was just that boring. They've, like I said, they killed anybody interesting, and now you're just stuck with the boring lead characters, who I have found that I really don't care about.
Right.
So there you go. I mean, I'll keep watching it. I'll keep plowing through. But, you know, the only character that's interesting to me now is the little mole character or the little robot. They always do good with the little robots in Star Wars. Other than that, don't care.
Okay.
So. Then the boys, season four. Well, this was the ranch episode, the farm down at the farm where V has gotten into the drinking water, and all the animals now have superpowers, and some of them are not good superpowers, like the flying sheep.
With the fangs.
Evil fangs. And the chickens that just burst through people. I don't think I gasped, but I was like, what? And I had to rewatch that because I was like, that did not really.
Yeah, we did. Because we saw the one guy and it's like he was laying on the ground with a hole through his chest. And it's like, what is that? And then all of a sudden, here comes one flying through somebody else, and I'm like, okay, this is where being in a red shirt on the first season of Star Trek was a bad thing. They got rid of any of the engineer people; they were all gone. Yeah, they were either torn apart by sheep or by the chickens. And I was just waiting, like, I wanted to see what the cow was going to do, and then they ate the cow. So the sheep ate the cow.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I love that everybody's evil. Well, not everybody, but they're all pretty much on their own agenda. And it's kind of like, you know, the butcher, you're on the butcher's side because he's right, but is he?
Yeah.
You know? So which is kind of good. You know, there's a real chaos in the characters, and that's what keeps it kind of fun. And you know me, anytime we can, you know, tear apart animals and people's heads blow up and because it's all fantasy. Because I, you know, on The Good Doctor, I can't watch them do surgery, but I never close my eyes during the mayhem that goes on The Boys.
The sad part, of course, though, was what happened with Huey's dad. And the mother, I was just like, how fucking stupid are you? But I guess she just didn't know. But I'm asking the logical questions, like, well, where'd she get the needle? Well, where did this?
He had it. He had it all there. It fell out of his pocket. He was going to give it to his dad, but she was there.
All I saw was the vial. I didn't see him put a needle in there.
But it was all set and ready to go.
Oh gosh, the way that the dad went through things, and
how about when the guy's trying to pick up on the girl,
yeah,
and he walks
that's
right
what
through
I was
his
talking
body.
About yeah, it's just like
jeez, oh yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah. It was crazy. I wonder if they just now. This is based on like novels, right? Like
I don't know.
Sort of cartoon or
probably.
Something.
I mean, I'm
a
sure
comic.
But
yeah, because I'm wondering if not, or if the novels didn't go this far, they sit around in the writer's room going, okay, what are we going to do that's going to shock the audience this week?
Yeah, well, they probably get high and talk about the grossest things they can do, and then figure out how to make it happen on screen.
Well, remember, Seth Rogen's one of the creator. I mean, the producer creators.
Well, then, yeah, there you go. And then House of Dragons, we're on episode 3 now, and I don't know, part of me was kind of bored, and then part of me saw a lot of floppy penises and went, oh, okay. So, that was about the most interesting part of the show, really.
Yeah, but, you know, as penises go, I could have been, you know, happier.
Wow, I mean, it's thin little chunky guy, but that's okay.
But it was hilarious the way he just steps out of his bed stark naked, and and they're all like, oh, well, actually they kind of didn't flinch at all. Sean goes, god, you know, well, it reminds me of that what was the show that we just watched on Prime that was so good, also had a lot of exploding things, about the people that were in the tunnels, not the tunnels, but the underground areas during the nuclear war. Anyway, when the guy when the guy came in and fucked her on the very first episode, after he was done, he walked over and wiped his dick off on the curtains. It's like that. That's how I feel about, you know, you got to remember there was not a lot of bathing going on, you know, so it must have been very stinky place. Very stinky.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But the thing that I find interesting about this type of the show doing this type of nudity is that we are finally seeing male nudity in as just a part of the thing. It's not a big, like, oh my god, because there used to be tits and female accoutrement everywhere, but you were lucky if you saw a little piece of man butt. Now there's just penises flying all over the screen, and it's just not a huge, it's like fine, you know, it's not like, oh my god, a penis. So I'm really enjoying that we're finally getting some equality, so to speak. Anyway.
Well, they're normalizing male nudity.
Right. And that is something that is a good thing that they're doing, is, you know, on these shows. Okay. And then Summer Baking Championship, as we said, we talked about that for a moment. I'm not caught up on that, but you were happy with the
ending. But what I don't understand is what comes now. Do we go immediately into the Halloween episodes?
I think we get like a month or two reprieve. I think it'll probably start it. Well, I would have said it would start in October, but I think it might have to start in September unless they come.
No,
out.
No, the Halloween,
I don't know.
The Halloween one's usually shorter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And usually if they do a Thanksgiving one, that usually is, it starts like right before Halloween. It goes like four episodes. So I don't know. I just don't. It's weird because we finished the winter and the spring started. We finished the spring and the summer started, and they've always been a little early. So and let's face it, you can't ask for much more of a cheaper show to make on the Food Network. So
right, exactly. I am looking up. And Halloween Baking Chip Champion 4. Well, I'm not seeing a release date yet. Let's see.
Yeah, so it's probably the fall one will start.
Release date. September. Oh no, so no release date yet that I'm seeing. So, okay. Let's see. Where were we? Okay, well, I think we're going to talk about my week a bit here. Starting with, Mother. So I didn't post anything on Facebook about it, but I did talk a little bit about it on my Patreon podcast. And Mother was in the hospital for 3 days. She had a blockage going on that thankfully was able to right itself. So she didn't need surgery and she was able to get home, but things are still, you know, kind of struggling a little bit to get back into the swing of things. And so that's going on. And it is quite a stressor, as you can imagine. But so we're just plowing ahead with that. And for the most part, she's fine. And hopefully it will stay that way. Other than that, I really have, that's been the main focus of my week. So the rest of it's just been kind of watching some shows and stuff. For those watching the video right now, you're getting a wide shot of Tom's living room with lots of amazing, amazing posters and things like that going on.
Getting water.
And yeah, I can tell it actually moved to follow you all the way to the kitchen. Well, that was interesting. So some of you chasers out there, remember to watch the video. Okay, moving on. So I finished the Doctor Who finale for the current season, and it was really, really good. I know that I had a little bit of reservation about this Doctor Who, but you know the thing is that I have a little bit of reservation about every time they switch an actor in Doctor Who, and I shouldn't have because it came together. It was wonderful. The storylines were really great. I was a little dubious on the companion until about episode 3 or 4, and then she fit in super well. And then, well, we had the big bad at the end, which was just kind of crazy. But the way that they worked in the plot of how to defeat him or them, as the case may be, great job. Just a really great job. So Doctor Who, now I'm really looking forward to another season, and I feel like I don't know. This one was too short. It should have been another couple episodes long, but it is what it is. I then watched some movies. That's the only series I really watched. Let's see. I watched Furiosa from the Mad Max saga. And have you seen that one yet?
No, it's not available on, you know, on streaming yet.
What? It
It
has
came
to
out.
be. I watched it.
It came out in May, girl.
Okay. Well, anyway, I watched it, and it was not bad. It was one of those that you just kind of click off your, huh, that doesn't make sense, and just enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride, and you will have a really good time.
Quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is the Mad Max thing. It is a strong female lead movie. And that is something, especially like in the Mad Max thing, we need, and that's good. So enjoy it. And if you're like, oh, I'm going to watch it because Thor's in it, and he's going to be Chris Hemsworth, and he's going to be so hot, and he's going to be like shirtless and stuff like that, girl, don't get your hopes up. I mean, there's a little bit of it, but not enough. All right, moving on from that. I also watched The Beekeeper. Have you seen this yet?
No, it's not available on streaming yet.
It is actually free on
Prime
right now.
Yeah, I know. It just came available.
I was going to say. Well, I noticed it was on last night for free, and I was like, well, it's a Jason. It's not Statham, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, movie and... okay, whatever. So I watch it, and the first part of it is really, and the first part of it, I'm talking like the first 10 minutes of it, is really, really hard to watch because it is an older person who gets scammed by one of those computer scams from like the call centers and stuff like that. And they basically just not only steal her money, but she's connected. She's responsible for an account for a children's home that has millions, and within just a couple minutes of falling for a fake virus scam thing, they completely wipe all of those accounts out. And well, you know, you're going to learn this in the first 10 minutes. She killed herself, and then the revenge comes. And, you know, through the whole thing, I'm just kind of like, eh. I mean, my mom has almost fallen for those. We've known people in our lives that have fallen for those and lost so much. Scammers, I mean, like every time I sign on TikTok, there's 20 new women in bikinis who have friended me, trying to IM me and tell me, you know, how they're so special, they just need a little help, you know. I'm so tired of all of it. And well, he goes and takes care of stuff, and that's all I'm going to tell you. But it was a very okay ride. If you like the action, if you like the shoot 'em up, you're gonna love it.
Does he dress like a bee?
No, but he is a beekeeper.
Oh, so that's the only thing the title
you
has
will
to
find
do
out
with
when you watch it, and you
oh,
will watch
he sprays
it.
He kills them by suffocating them in honey?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You'll find out, and then you won't think it's as funny. But
okay.
So, and then I went back and watched a couple older movies I've been meaning to watch for a while, starting with Alita Battle Angel, which is 2019. And it was interesting. I mean, the AI, integrated AI for her character and stuff was a little weird. It didn't fully feel, I don't know, actualized or something. But at the same time, it was a really good story. It was fun. It was a lot of action, and okay, sounds good. Except for, well, there was just animal violence in it. And, you know, the thing that pissed me off is I watched three movies in a row And every single fucking one of them had some sort of animal violence in it. And I'm seeing it like, then you've got The Boys with the farm episode, and that is fantasy and stuff. And I'm kind of like, okay, we'll give them that, whatever. But I'm just fucking tired of seeing it on every fucking thing lately.
Oh, so what you're saying is, you know, forget about those animals getting work. If they're put into a position where
you know what I'm talking about. And let me continue here. Okay. So next up, I watched Wild with Reese Witherspoon. Have you heard of this one?
Yeah, I saw it many years ago.
Oh, okay. You have seen it. So basically she's hiking the Pacific Northwest Trail and trying to find herself after, of course, her mother dies at like 45 of cancer. And then she becomes like gets into heroin and stuff like that afterward and breaks up her marriage. And then she goes to find herself by walking this trail. And at first, while she's walking this trail and going through all this, I'm just like, this is boring. I'm going to speed this up a little bit. But then at the end of it, I was like, you know, there are some really great performances in here. I was really kind of like, I don't know. It took me a little bit of time to process, but she did a great job. There was some really good stuff that happened in that movie. And then there was a lot of walking through wilderness and that type of thing going on. And guys that, you know, she would encounter on the trail who wanted to assault her and things like that. So that was kind of fucked up, but interesting movie. Interesting. I want to recommend it for the acting part of it, but oh my goodness, there's some parts that are just so slow. And then I tried to watch ISS. Have you seen this one? It's on Amazon. It's one of the newer space age. So basically it's the Russians and the Americans have a space station above the Earth, and they work together and everything's great. And then for whatever reason, the countries start, you know, nuclear bombing each other. And then they get word from the ground, take over this. Each faction gets from their government saying, take over the space station. And so then at that point, I was just like, yeah, I know, not doing this, and shut it down. But that was only after, you know, the mice attacked each other overnight and chewed each other to bits with their little bloody body parts and killed each other.
Oh, no, so, more animal cruelty.
Uh-huh, exactly. And then I watched The Lost Boys, which I have not seen since probably the 90s, early 90s. And it was fun. It was just a fun, silly, campy, good time. Not at all scary like it was when I first watched it as a kid. But
Has its moments of scare, but it's once you know what's going to happen, it that takes a lot of the fear away from it. So true. Just to be fair.
So I really liked it, and Corey Haim, it really surprised me how much Corey Haim really carried that movie. He was really good in it. His comedy timing, his acting, his just everything. It was like without that character, it would have been just kind of a mess, I think. But and Kiefer Sutherland, yeah, that's the name, was really fun in that too. And he was scary. He was the scary one. But guess what? They had a dog in it, and the dog survived and was actually kind of the hero in a way too. So
very much the
that
hero.
Was nice.
Yeah. So I've got a little interesting trivia that I just learned. Okay, uh-huh. you know Jason Patrick who played Michael.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, now do you know who his father was?
Actually, I think I read that recently, but I don't remember.
Well, his father is Jason Miller. Now, Jason Miller, you might remember as the playwright who wrote that championship season, very big playback during the 70s.
Okay.
But more so, he was known as Father Karras in The Exorcist.
Oh,
The young, attractive one, right?
interesting. I was
Okay.
gonna ask.
And now, do you know who? Jason Patrick's, okay, his father is Jason Miller. His grandfather, well, let's just put it this way. Jason Miller was married to Jackie Gleason's daughter.
What it was. Okay.
So Jackie Gleason is the grandfather of
Jason
Jason
Patrick.
Patrick from Lost Boys. I never heard that before. I knew his father was Jason Miller, but I'd never heard that Jackie Gleason connection. That's crazy.
It's the Jason Miller thing or the Miller thing that I hadn't heard about, but I just read recently that he was Jackie Gleason, connected to Jackie Gleason. But
Right.
wow, I mean that's like, you want to call it Nepo baby. I mean, we call it Hollywood royalty.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know that we've talked about this before, but something a lot of people don't get is just how few episodes the Honeymooners actually had. And yet it was a freaking powerhouse series.
Well, remember, there were different versions of that show. So they could be under different names, because I know that in the it was black and white back during the 50s and early 60s. And then when it went color, they were like hour-long musical variety shows, episodes. Like they would go on vacation together and they're going to, Italy together. And I remember there were these big production numbers, and it was a much different show than the old To the Moon, Alice to the Moon. So, but yeah, during that whole back there during that time period, it was weird on how many episodes some shows did and how few others. I mean, some shows were doing almost 52 episodes a year. Just it's a weekly show. Maybe they take off Christmas and the I don't know, New Year's, maybe those, but I'm sure that they would have, and a lot of it was live too. Can imagine that, doing live
Oh, I know
episodes.
that's the insane part.
It reminds me of that part in Scrooge, and he goes, "What kind of an asshole would plan a live show on Christmas Eve? Only you would." A week ago, I would have had your ass out of the building right now. But you're right. It was me. And I love that, because it's the power and the greed of thinking, oh, we just got to keep producing and producing until the actors drop, we'll hire new ones.
Right, 39 episodes in just one season of the Honeymooners. I think they only had one season. Wait, Honeymooners season two. Oh, maybe they had. I don't know.
I'll
I'm
look it
not
up.
gonna waste our time with it right now. But that's interesting. But like the first season of Bewitched had 39 episodes, and they continued that on for several seasons. Okay, where are we at? So that was kind of my week and some of the stuff I watch. And I recommend if you had movies like The Lost Boys that you've been meaning to watch again, go back and give them a watch and see if, just enjoy them again. All right. Well, let's talk about assholes. No, I'm not talking about politics. This is Am I the Asshole? I, 54 male, and have three children. Lisa, who's 28, Eric, who's 26, and Arwen, who is 16. In April, Arwen passed away in a car crash. I have a very strained relationship with his mom. We split up a long time ago, and she gave me full custody of him because she wanted to concentrate on her new relationship. She has two more children, 10 and 6. Arwen's car was totaled, and I was left with his Apple phone, laptop, and watch, and his PS5. All the things are in his room untouched. Sometimes I go in his room and take a glimpse of his life that ended too soon and too tragically. After a few weeks, Lisa and Eric came over, and I offered them to take some of his stuff. They picked up some clothes to remember him by. When his mom found out about it, she contacted me to ask if she could take some of his stuff as well. I was skeptical about it since they had never had a good relationship, but I let her come over. She went through his things and asked to take his gadgets. I told her no. Maybe it's selfish of me, but I like to keep the memories preserved. His laptop has his high school paper draft that he never finished. His phone has pictures of him smiling and his texts to his friends. His PS account has his achievements in computer games. She became visibly upset and said I was being unfair and selfish and she could use those his gadgets. I told her that it's impossible to because she'd need to log out of his Apple ID account first and nobody remembers the password anymore. She became even more upset and accused me of hoarding his things. I told her she could pick some of his school awards or whatever. She said, I'm being unfair and called me an asshole. Now I'm wondering if I actually am one.
I don't think that he's an asshole if he's going to save if he's saving the stuff. I mean, if there's, you know, I would offer up everything that I don't want here. You take anybody that wants it can take it. But, you know, you've also got to have a point, you know, she wrote him off. So, and you didn't, and those are your things now, not hers. So no. And why does she wants the things she can actually use for herself. She doesn't care for
her
sentimental
kid.
Value. It's for her to use.
Yeah.
So that's when that happens. I mean, then it's not sentimental to you anymore. Buy your own. If you need a computer, get a fucking computer.
Yep. Exactly. Instead of, you know, taking those things and then giving them to your kids to use or yourself or whatever. I mean, I would feel the same way with that stuff. But, you know, I mean, he's being fair and offering her, you know, clothes or awards or other things that were, you know, that type of stuff. I don't think he's being selfish at all, but preserving memories and stuff like that. I get it. I totally get it. And so,
even if she was going to do it for that, but that's not what she wanted it for.
No.
Why would she
want it? She'd say, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
So we're be happy to listen to anybody out there who wants to write in and weigh in on that too. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, no names. Do you have an arch nemesis in your personal life right now?
I would say kind of. No names.
Yeah, so I was kind of trying to, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to say no. And and Tom might correct me on that. There's a couple assholes, but as far as somebody who would reach like nemesis status, thankfully I think those times have passed. So thankfully, I don't want any fakers. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, what is something you've done that you think other people should do before they pass away?
Oh, and you should give me these things before.
They're on the Trello.
I know, but yeah, usually it's like, oh, do you like vanilla or chocolate ice cream better? Okay, that one I can tell you. Now, what's this question again?
What is something you've done that you think other people should do before they pass away?
See, people are so subjective. Because I would say find somebody that you really love and love to be with and want to be with. But I know plenty of people who are perfectly happy not with other people, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but, you know, you can always say, oh, you really should see the Swiss Alps. when the snow is on there, but yes, it's warm down at the in the valley, and you look up and it's such some people are going to do that, and other people are going to go, I'm not flying my ass to Switzerland to go look at mountains. So you know, it's just I just hope people find things that really make them happy, you know, that they can just it like a dog that's on his back swirling in some other dog's shit, and the look on that dog's face is such joy and contentment. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen that before. You're like, you're rolling in somebody else's shit. How can you be this happy? And they are. And I don't know. It's a frenzy of everything for them. And that's kind of it. Like when I was in New York, I was just like, my head was on fire just because it was. Yeah. How about you?
Buy this book and fill it out. It's called I'm Dead, Now What? And it has important information about my belongings, business affairs, and wishes. And you put all your information in it, all your medical information, all your wishes for what you want, who to contact at the time of your passing, everything you want for your arrangements, all your credit cards and how to cancel them, all your what is owed to me, commercial business information, retirement, anything and everything that has information about what somebody would need, like even your pet names, description, license information, their vet, how to care for them, who's going to take them, what utilities to cancel. It's all in here. And I'm telling you, this is very important. And after going through the shit with my father, you should know. It's not a morbid thing. It is important to do. So.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, I'm telling you. Oh, and also you should buy all my books. Just saying. That would be fun. Be very fun. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, say something you like about your co-host that he doesn't know you like. Tom is sitting there thinking, I don't like anything about him.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something I like about you. Yeah. Not that you don't know, that just in general. Let's see. Now, see, that's a backhanded compliment, so that's not good.
Like half of those already.
Yeah, I know. So. I'll let you go first.
Your husband. No. That you don't know that I like. Goodness. That's a tough one, because usually I'm pretty upfront about.
Well, yeah, that's what's tough about it. It's not like we secretly have things we like about each other and don't tell each other about it.
Yeah. I don't think that there's anything really that would.
Well, let's table this one for now.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. We'll have to think, because I don't pretty open about things, so I don't know. Okay, so the other things, well, and the other things are things that we've set to think about as well. So thank you, Timothy, for those questions and a couple of really thought-provoking ones there. So we'll have to think on that and try to answer it next week. All right, in the meantime, Mr. Moose has written in and to tell us what's in his lunchbox, starting with, still too hot to cook. Girl, we know. bought a Philly sandwich from Domino's and a salad with chicken on it. not too hot for hubby to eat pizza. And so that is that beautiful sandwich right there, which looks very, very good. Bought these mini cheesecake bites for a party and decided I didn't need to serve them. Had too much food planned. I forgot about them and found them in the freezer. Plain chocolate and strawberry cheesecake bites, and they are surprisingly good. And that sounds very good right now. Sounds very, very good.
Oh, now I did check out the Foods Co. and they didn't have any Junior's cheesecake. And they're Kroger. So, but I did find Junior cheesecakes at Costco, but they were cookies and cream, Oreo cookies and cream. And I am not a cookies and cream fan. Sean likes it a lot, but I don't. So I'm hoping they'll change them out to something else like the strawberry cheesecake, which is what they're famous for. I'd even take just plain old regular cheesecake. I like just plain cheesecake. So our blueberry. Yeah, blueberry sounds good. So I'm going to keep watching for them now. Now I realize what the packaging is, and a lot of that had to do thanks to Moose. And did you read yesterday that his Quiznos that we've seen many a sandwich from is closing?
No.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where it's a strip mall kind of situation. And as the businesses close and don't fill, they raise the rent on the people who are still there. And so they basically are pushing them right out of the business. So that's too bad. It's happening all over the place. They need to find either a better landlord, or they have to just, fold.
We have a Raley's and a Rite Aid over by us that was there for years and years. The Raley's opened up a brand new, bigger super store, and not even that far away.
No, less than a block away.
Yeah. And yet all the stores along that thing are like going one by one, including the Rite Aid. By the way, pretty much all the Rite Aids are gone now. And now the Walgreens, because we were forced to go to Walgreens instead of there. And now there's like Walgreens all over the country that are going to be shut down in a big sweep. And luckily ours is going to be staying open for now, but there are two of them locally that are getting shut down.
I'm sure the one by my house is going to get shut down. They took me from Rite Aid, moved me to Walgreens, and I guarantee you they're going to get closed down because they are shit.
They're shitty. Actually, I think it's the one on El Camino and then the one in Citrus Heights. Those are the that are being shut down. So yours may be saved, at least for now. But whenever I go in there, actually, when I go in there, it's not too bad. It's a little weird. But I went into the CVS up here yesterday trying to find Visine because my eyes were just really bothering me. And they didn't have any Visine, but they had a ton. Yeah, see, you got some. I had to get mine ordered from Walmart to be delivered. But the CVS up here, all the eye stuff was scattered. It was fucked up. Like nobody had bothered messing with this for.
It's a terrible layout. That is the worst CVS I've ever been to. Where do I find anything?
Yeah, no, it's good luck. It's really weird.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, all the eye products that they had were like about $25 to $30. It was just insane. So I had to order a delivery from Walmart for like $8. And it was here within like 2 hours. It was bizarre. Anyway. All right. Well, Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org and find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkissedtheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at
408-69-CHUBS.
Yes. And, well, maybe next episode we'll have a call or two. That'd be fun.
Okay, you're drifting
yes,
off again.
Yes, it would be very fun. Okay, good.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know. You got to give me my cues here. Don't just stare at my picture and wait for me. Yeah. Yeah, like that woman with the debate. No, talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him.
I don't want to talk about debates.
I know.
All
right. Okay.
All right. Well, we will catch you later. Bye.
Love you.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.